It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. Sitting in today is economist Cotton Incorporated, John Devine.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
Prices have been on the defensive this week. Values for the most actively traded December contract have slipped to levels below the 70-cent mark and were trading near 68 cents early in the week. There are a couple likely reasons for the decreases. The first is that fundamentals are not great. The USDA report that went out at the end of last week was a reminder of that. Since the first set of estimates came out back in May, the USDA has been consistently figuring that U.S. ending stocks would increase in the new crop year. As we move ahead, the size of the projected increase in stocks could be expected to rise or fall with the balance between a larger crop and potentially higher exports. The USDA's latest report indicated that the U.S. crop would be about 100,000 bales larger than previously estimated. Due to dry conditions across much of the cotton belt, there were many who were likely expecting there could be a drop in the production number, and the neutral figure probably put some weight on prices late last week. One of the statistics that was not revised was the export forecast. A questionable assumption is that the vast majority of this year's additional production is now estimated to be sold and shipped. With China on the sidelines and limited growth potential in other markets, it could be difficult to move all of those extra 3 million bales. For that reason, export sales and the export projection will be important numbers to watch as we move deeper into the season. In addition to the USDA numbers, the weather has also been a likely cause for some of the recent weakness in prices. The important West Texan region got some good rain early in the week last week, got some showers last weekend, and has rain in the forecast for the upcoming weekend and early next week. This is an important time for plant development in that dryland region, and any additional moisture could be helpful for yields in that area. Crop condition ratings in Texas, however, have been deteriorating in recent weeks. In the latest set of USDA ratings, 25% of the Texan crop was rated poor or very poor. This compares to a figure of 22% poor or very poor a week ago, and a figure of only 10% poor or very poor in early July, before the heat really started being turned up in Texas. The latest USDA crop forecasts were based on field surveys conducted ahead of the recent rains, so there is some potential for Texan production to move higher in coming months. However, as shown by the condition ratings, looks like the heat has already taken some toll on Texan crop potential. The balance of a larger national crop with exports should shape price direction throughout the remainder of the year.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.